Depending on our physiological makeup, our background, our genes, and even our preferences, each of us has a preference for how we take in information from the world. Some of us are visual. I'm raising my hands because that's what I tend to do. We take in information through our eyes, through sights, through pictures. Whenever we enter into a new space, we see what is there primarily. Noises are secondary and touch is tertiary. Some of us, however, aren't seers or visual people. We are auditory, which means that we take in information through our ears. We hear the information. Finally, some people are kinesthetic, which means that neither the visual or the auditory tends to have much punch. The real result for kinesthetic people is through touch. When anybody, any person, any entity, any living creature is touched, a wealth of information is conveyed to the person who is kinesthetic. The mindfulness challenge today and this week is primarily for individuals who do not typically take information in through sound. I do have an invitation at the end of this explanation that will fascinate all of you, whether you happen to be kinesthetic, visual, or auditory. Each and every day, when you are in a safe space, when you are sitting down, turn off your visual senses, turn on your hearing senses. Take into your body everything that you hear, however loud or soft, however abrasive, or however how sweet to the soul and heart. It doesn't matter what sounds you are hearing, simply acknowledge them and hear them. Notice that the sounds come from many different places and many different sources. There are layers and layers on top of sounds once you begin to be attentive to them. It's even more complicated, however. We don't just hear physical sounds. There are also sounds that come deep within our body. Our body actually makes noise continuously. Our body makes noise all the time. Notice then what noises your body might be making internally. Simply hear and acknowledge those noises. Finally, there is a sound that many people also hear. It is almost as if there is a voice outside of them talking with them, consoling them, giving them advice. I have a very well-known songwriter friend who tells me that all of her songs are heard by her before she actually writes them. Where does that sound come from? Where does that music come from? She says she has no idea. It simply happens to be a gift that's given to her from somewhere far, far beyond. The invitation, however, doesn't have to do with these sounds that come from someplace other than physical. Focus your attention on all physical sources of sounds, whether they be external to you or internal, sounds that your body actually makes. Finally, the last invitation will turn out to be quite fascinating for you. As you are in bed and about ready to go to sleep, I invite you to cup both of your ears with your hands and listen to what you hear, what sounds your body is making. Do it every night. Do it for at least a couple of minutes, and if you are so motivated, keep your hands cupped for at least 10 minutes. Place your hands in a comfortable position so you don't have to hold them up. Literally rest them on the pillow, cup, and enjoy. May you treasure each and every sound bite that you hear continuously throughout the week. Be sure that when you turn on full focus to sound that you are in a safe place, you are seated, and you are not required to perform any particular duty or have any particular responsibility. It's important to activate those familiar neural pathways if you are doing driving or operating heavy machinery or doing anything that might result in injury. May you delight in listening to sounds all week long. Some of you, of course, take in sounds as a matter of routine, so this challenge won't be new to you, but cupping your hands and listening to your body will. Enjoy, and we'll talk more about the deeper meaning of listening to the sounds in a few days. Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.